You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Courage, prayer, and humility. These are the traits that distinguish the great heralds who have helped the Church to grow in the world, who have contributed to its missionary character. Pope Francis was speaking at the morning Mass at the Casa Santa Marta, taking his inspiration from the liturgy and from the example of Saints Cyril and Methodius, the patrons of Europe, who were honoured on February the 14th.
There is need today of sowers of the word, of missionaries, of true heralds to form the people of God, like Cyril and Methodius, whose feast day is today. They were intrepid brothers and witnesses of God, patrons of Europe, who made Europe stronger. Pope Francis began his homily with these reflections and then looked at three personality traits of an envoy who proclaims the word of God. The first trait of the envoy, highlighted by Pope Francis, is frankness, which includes strength and courage. Only when the word of God is proclaimed with this frankness, with this courage, is it capable of forming the people of God. From the Gospel of St. Luke, Pope Francis takes two other traits proper to a herald of the word of God. He repeated the words of Christ, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So pray the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The second trait, then, after the courage of missionaries, is prayer. The word of God can only come from a heart in prayer. The Gospel also reveals the third trait. The Lord sends his disciples like lambs amid wolves. Pope Francis insisted that the true preacher is humble, knowing he is weak and relying not on his own devices, but on God alone. And so the Pope concluded, "This is the missionary character of the Church and of the great heralds who have planted and have helped the Church to grow in the world. They were courageous, men of prayer, and humble." He concluded his homily with prayer, "May Saints Cyril and Methodius help us to proclaim the word of God according to these criteria as they did." I'm Christopher Wells.